Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, May 7th, and get out your finest hats because today is the Kentucky Derby. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A teen has been charged with a swatting call to Cherokee County home. Cherokee Fire and Emergency Services appointed a new medical director. Orange UMC pastor led a group in prayer at Cherokee Veterans Park. Cherokee Sheriff's Office was recommended for ACA reaccreditation. Local organizations are offering free home repairs for veterans. And finally, a man was killed in a crash in Cherokee County. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A 15-year-old has been charged with making a swatting call that resulted in over 30 officers responding to a home near Canton, and authorities say he is suspected of similar calls to multiple states. At about 5 a.m. March 19th, deputies were dispatched to a home on Gordon Circle in the Governor's Preserve subdivision near Canton. They received a call from a male individual who claimed to live at the Golden Circle address and had just killed his mother and was about to kill his two sisters who were inside the home. He had told the dispatcher he would also kill any responding law enforcement officers and that he was barricaded in the home. Officers from multiple locations had responded to the call and identified a 15-year-old boy from Harlem, Georgia, as the caller through search warrants on voice-over internet phone numbers and email addresses. He was arrested and charged with terroristic threats, transmitting a false emergency, and misuse of 911. The boy is additionally suspected of making swatting calls to Windsor Lock, Connecticut, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Tampa, Florida, which resulted in SWAT teams making forced entry into homes in two of those jurisdictions. Dr. John Allen was recently named the new medical director for Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services. Allen will be replacing Dr. Jill Mabley, who will be working as the medical director for the fire department's training division. He was born and raised in North Central Indiana. After graduating from Wabash College, one of two all-male liberal arts colleges in the country, he went on to complete medical school at Indiana University School of Medicine in 2004. Dr. Allen has extensive operational medicine experience gained both throughout residency and during his career as an emergency physician. He's previously served as a medical director for several public safety agencies, including Columbia County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, Knoxville, Tennessee Police Department, East Ridge, Tennessee Fire Department, and Walker County, Georgia Sheriff's Office. In honor of the National Day of Prayer, a small group of Orange United Methodist Church members and other visitors stood together at Cherokee Veterans Park Thursday to pray for Cherokee County, the state, and the nation. Reverend Nathaniel Long, a pastor at the church, led the group in prayer. The pastor gave further thanks and prayed for law enforcement and other public safety personnel and prayed for world leaders to come to peaceful resolutions. This was the first time Orange UMC hosted the event, and Reverend Long said, he hopes it can become something big and include many different local churches and members of the community next year. National Day of Prayer has been observed annually for just over 70 years since it was signed into law in 1952 by President Harry Truman.
That badge means something. Don't any of you disgrace it.
The Cherokee Sheriff's Office has been recommended for reaccreditation by the American Correctional Association after the accrediting agency gave it a perfect score. The ACA conducted an audit this week of the Cherokee Sheriff's Office and Cherokee County Adult Detention Center, which is required every 3 years to remain in compliance with ACA regulations. The sheriff's office announced Wednesday that the agency received a perfect score on both the ACA mandatory standards and the ACA non-mandatory standards. Reaccreditation will take place at the ACA conference in New Orleans later this year. The ACA accreditation process checks to make sure best practices are being followed at correctional facilities. Accreditation creates a safer environment for employees and inmates, can reduce insurance premiums for the agency, and improve staff morale and professionalism.
Since the beginning, football ruled BMS. But in the early 80s, a new sport came to campus. A sport called lacrosse.
The Creekview girls lacrosse team is going to the next round. Here's Matt Golden with more.
Creekview's girls lacrosse team earned a spot in the state semifinals for the first time in program history with a 17-8 victory over Hillgrove on Thursday in the Class 6A-7A quarterfinals at Cobb EMC Hillgrove Stadium. The 18-1 Creekview squad outscored Hillgrove by an 11-2 margin in the second half, breaking a 6-all halftime tie and earning a semifinal matchup against Lassiter next week at the Grizzly Den. The Lady Grizzlies, who matched their own high-water mark from the 2021 season by reaching the quarterfinals, became the first girls lacrosse team in Cherokee County history to reach the Final Four. This was only the second loss of the season for Hillgrove, and both those losses came at the hands of Creekview. The Lady Grizzlies defeated Hillgrove on March the 4th, 8-6, in a regular season game. For more on this story and on Creekview's run through the lacrosse playoffs, please get to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
The Cherokee County Homeless Veterans Program, along with Habitat for Humanity, are kicking off their 2022 Veteran Home Repair Program for Cherokee, North Fulton, Dawson, Forsyth, Pickens, and other North Georgia counties. To kick off this year's program, 1010 Contracting LLC from Canton is offering a completely new roof to a veteran in need of one. This program has provided home repairs, HVAC replacements, roofs, mobility ramps, and other projects at no cost to veterans for the past 7 years. Veteran home repair teams often collaborate on a veteran project using Home Depot Foundation grants, grants from Gary Sinise Foundation, local community grants such as the Volunteer Aging Council and local community block development grants available if veterans reside in Cherokee County. The Cherokee Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal crash in southeast Cherokee County. Deputies responded to a single vehicle crash at about 7:14 Thursday morning near the intersection of Mountain Road and Arnold Mill Road near Woodstock. A driver had found the car in the wood line near the intersection. A man was found dead inside the car, and the car appeared to have been there overnight. The sheriff's office has not released the identity of the driver.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Tuesday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.